December 20th, we're learning now with Silsa Sharim. We're in Perik Ches. The topic of discussion here is B'derech Kinyas HaZrizus. How do we acquire Zrizus? How do we acquire Zrizus? We are a third of the way in. It's not a big Perik. By the words, V'hinei Ein Lecha Adam Be'ezem Matzav. Says the Ramchal, V'hinei Ein Lecha Adam Be'ezem Matzav She'yimotzei. There's no such a case, no matter what situation the person finds himself to be in. He's discussing here that we always have to thank Hashem. Im Ani, if he's a poor person. Im Asher, whether he's a wealthy person. Im Bari, whether he's healthy. Bim chayla, or whether he's chas v'shalom is sick. Shlo yira niflois v'toivais rabois v'matzovai. No matter what the case might be, a person always can look at the positive. He can always look at the positive and see Hashem's helping hand. Ki ha'oshiv ha'bari, the wealthy person and the healthy person, kevar hu chayev lois barach al oshroi val briusoi. They have to thank Hashem for the fact that they have wealth and health. Ha'ani, the poor person, what's he thanking Hashem for? Chayv loy, sha'afila ba'anyoi mamsi parnasose derech neis apela vein manichoi lamas barov. Because even though he's a poor person, but Hashem sustains him. And he doesn't cause this person to die in starvation. Ha'chayle, the sick person, yes, unfortunately he's sick, but Hashem sustains him. Even though he's sick, and Hashem does not let him go down shachas to death. And so to all of these cases, there's always something to thank Hashem for, no matter what the situation might be. You get stuck in 3 hours worth of traffic? 3 hours worth of traffic. You get stuck in it? I've been there. Who hasn't been there? You know what? Baruch Hashem wasn't 4 hours. Baruch Hashem wasn't 4 hours. Right? It wasn't 5 hours. Every step of the way, no matter what, whether it's missing the bus and Baruch Hashem, we unfortunately there was an accident on that bus and Baruch Hashem, we didn't get on the bus. How many times you rush to get to that spot and the bus comes mamish that second, right? The point here, Ramchal is telling us, every single step of the way. We all have stories, personal stories or stories that we've heard. And you should know, I don't like saying things which I don't do. I should really do it. But if a person would write down throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the months, all of those times when he needed something and he just didn't see how it's going to work out. And look at that. It worked out. Our emun in Hashem would strengthen so much. Because, you know, many times we read these books, Baruch Hashem, these wonderful stories of emunah about that person and this person. Imagine we sit down and the title of the book is, you know, not to sound, like an American in this country, you know, self, you know. But the title of the book is, I shouldn't say it like this, it's me. It's all about me. Yeah, read. On Monday, I had this amazing Hashkacha Pada story. Monday afternoon, Monday evening. You know, you go through a whole, and you get tremendous chizik. How could a person not be uplifted with emunah and Hashem when he realizes, look how much Hashem does for me? But how many of us write such a book? Our own personal biography. So what does this have to do with Zrizus? It's a good question. What is appreciating what I do have to do with Zrizus? Right, so that's what we mentioned a little yesterday and in the introduction, where the more a person appreciates what Hashem does for him, the more it will arouse the person to respond and do the mitzvahs of Hashem. When the person appreciates, someone opens the door for you, right? You're carrying a few boxes, right? And then a little while later, you're 5 feet away, you see this person needs the favor returned. Instinctively, you will be quicker to go than someone else because you feel compelled to help that person. Now, this person comes in, doesn't just open the door for you, he gives you a whole lavish meal, and, you know, he slips a few hundred dollars in your pocket, and you're like, wow. You can want to do much more for this person, right? So how much does Hashem give us? Imagine the doctor that gives someone back his eyesight. Well, the doctor gave the eyesight back. Hashem gives us the eyesight. Hashem does this nes every single morning. Pekeach Ivrim. Rav Schwab Zatzal, he says over, and the person says Pekeach Ivrim, the bracha in the morning. Close your eyes for half a second and open them up. Appreciate what eyes are. Pekeach Ivrim. So his point is, how does this help with Zizus? Because if someone appreciates the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will push him to do the mitzvahs on a greater level. It will be mizarisim. That's the connection. I'm glad you asked so we can bring it up.
What if you fail a test? I mean,
like a math test?
Or like, you know, just when your students fail their test, should they thank you?
When they fail, do they thank?
Yeah, they could test and they fail.
Robert Greenspan, this is my best 45 ever got. What do you mean? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, so a person does really bad, so should still. I mean, you know, he can't pass.
Person passes or fails test is not. They don't have to thank me. It's themselves.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, Hashem didn't give me the great brain to.
No. Well, I'm not following. We should thank me.
We thank Hashem for everything. But let's say, for instance, a person's not
successful. So you thank Hashem for getting 45, not a zero. You know? Right. Let's go further. We'll talk more afterwards. Okay. Hachoyle. The sick person, he thanks Hashem that even though he is sick, it could be worse. Right? Unfortunately, years ago, I remember I got the flu. I mentioned the story. I was lying flat in bed. I had to daven. I couldn't move. I was so out of it. Right? Just lying flat in bed. But you know, Baruch Hashem wasn't worse. I didn't have to be hospitalized. Chas v'shalom. V'chein kol k'yetz b'zeh. This is the key here. Every step of the way. Every step of the way we have to thank Hashem. Up to the point that there's no such thing as a person that cannot recognize something to thank his creator. When a person looks at these toivos that he receives from Hashem, vadai. She is Irer, these Dores, Lavidosoi, Kimoy Shikasati Lamaila. When a person, I got it from here, when a person looks at the Chasadim from Hashem, I share with you the story of my shoulder, right? I told you the story when I got lifted up and I went to the physical therapist and after I had surgery on my shoulder and they said to me, okay, lift up your arm. And I moved it. He's like, could you lift it for me, please? I said, I did already. It didn't go too far. It's a month after the surgery, the scar tissue and everything. You know, I remember, I think I told you this story, I'll repeat it. I was in such pain that time, I was lying down on the mat and he was stretching and stretching and stretching the arm. It's like I felt all the nerves of my body. I don't know what this means even, but it's the only way I can describe it. All the nerves my compiling in one spot and pop, and like the pain was excruciating. And I wanted to literally crawl back to Yeshiva, crawl on Coney Island Avenue. Imagine if you're driving the street, you see this guy. I mean, I know you're in New York, you see everything in New York. But this one takes the cake, right? I told you, I was once in Manhattan, I had to be there, unfortunately. But I saw this person on rollerblades with a ski mask and with the sticks going down the street. Like he thinks he's in the Alps, you know. Like, what are you doing, you know? Like, got everything over there. Anyway, of course, there's something called busha. You don't want to embarrass yourself. I got back to the dorm. I asked my roommate, I said, I need ice. I needed to put ice on. I went to take my painkiller. He's gone for a long time. He comes back with a sheet of ice, like this big, like a foot and a half, a foot of ice. I said, what is that? He said, they couldn't find ice in the yeshiva. They don't have ice cubes in a little maker. They ripped it off the freezer. They ripped it off the freezer wall. I'm like, how am I supposed to put that on my shoulder? You know, it doesn't bend. He's like, well, I wasn't appreciative of that truth. You know, I should have thanked him. You know, these little things. Hashem is reminding us and telling us, Baruch Hashem, you have hands, you can use them. Every step of the way to thank Hashem. We stakloi betoyves eilesh umekabli menu vadai. Definitely. She is oirer lizdare is lavidosoi. person be aroused to come to serve Hashem. Kumo shekasavti lamayla. Kol shekein. Even more so. Im yisboinin heyoyis kol tuvo yitoloi biyodo yisbarach. If a person realizes everything comes from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. The car turns on in the morning. Thank you, Hashem, for the car turning on. You're about to turn the car on, Hashem, please help me the car should turn on. Connect. Always be with Hashem. Talk with Hashem. Live with Hashem. Mashem starich loy, v'mashem murchach leilov v'men yizvarach, hu v'loy me'acher, asher alkein v'aday shlo yisatzel, me'avoid avoidosu yizvarach v'loy yechzor loy ma'ashu murchach leilov. The Ramchal is telling us we have to realize everything comes from Hashem. If we get something through a person, we have to realize he was the shliach. He was the messenger that Hashem sent it through. And Hashem is the one who sent it. That's why we have to constantly remind ourselves and live our daily lives like this. I want to share with you a little story I saw. A little story of a very powerful, powerful message. Rav Yaakov Hillel, he tells a maisa where a certain Rosh Yeshiva wouldn't go to the Shavuot Brachos of Talmidim. The Chasna is one thing, but to go to a Shavuot Brachos. So one Shavuot Brachos, he was invited, he goes to the Shavuot Brachos. Everybody's a little, you know, wondering, like, well, what's Pshat? The Rosh Hashiva is coming to the Shavuot Brachos. And the Rosh Hashiva was asked to speak by the Shavuot Brachos. And he said, 20 years ago, from that Chasna, Shavuot Brachos, this Chosin's grandfather did him a chesed. He was waiting for the opportunity to repay the grandfather. When he saw that he got invited to the Shavuot Brachos of his own Talmud, he said, now I have the opportunity to be makir toiv, to repay the grandfather for the chesed he did for me. 20 years later, he remembered and he was waiting and he was makir toiv. And as we learned in the Perush Hamilos from the Al HaNisim, and as we said over from the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that the whole concept, not the whole concept, the concept of doing Kibbutz Aveim, the Mitzvah Kibbutz Aveim, is that when we come to show chesed, appreciation to a parent, we will come to show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything comes from Hashem. Let's finish the paragraph. V'hincha roya, Masha kalalti kan, b'divrei shloishes hamadregos asher chilaktim mezihirus kigevar inyona mechad. You see over here these three categories and different levels that I divide them up. Mezihirus, I already spoke about them by mezihirus, and because it's the same as Zrizus and Zahirus, those concepts are the same. Adavar lomid minyona, you can learn one from the other. Shleimei hadas. According to one level of a person, he comes to serve Hashem. Why? Because he has an obligation. Obligation to serve Hashem. Because he values the importance of the mitzvahs of Hashem. To the lower madrega, the next madrega down. Why does he serve Hashem? Because, listen, I believe in Olam Haba. I know Shabbos is May Ein Olam Haba, and Shon's delicious. So imagine Olam Haba. And the Kavoidai, in the Kavod, his own Kavod. Shalot HaSigeyu B'ubushal Yoy Magmul. He doesn't want to be embarrassed on the day of payment. B'roisei HaToiva Shaya Yochul LaHasig Vibda. Very powerful words that Ramchal is telling us. Lasi Lavoi, we will see a beautiful video. Whether you'll have buttered popcorn there or not, I don't know. But you'll see a video. It could be depending on what the video will show you. Meaning what? You'll see someone that looks just like you. Wow, handsome man. Remarkable, splitting image. I recognize that person. But the problem is, for some people, it's going to be a little frightening. We're going to see a person that looks just like us. And we'll see how much that a person accomplished. And he did amazing things in this world. And then we're going to see another video. And that video looks just like us again. And that video is more familiar. That's what we did accomplish. And the busha is going to be tremendous, the embarrassment. The first video was us, what we could have accomplished. The second video is what we did accomplish. And now it's too late. At that point in time, it's too late. But here, in this world, it's a lower madrego. Let's make sure we still get to that level. He says further, as he said earlier in the Zahirus, that for a lower madrego, people do things for this world in Oilam Hazeh, that they shouldn't be embarrassed of other things as well, as he discussed over there. Let's continue with Perek Tes. The Beyer Mafsida Zrizus V'Harchok Mehem. Now the Ramchal is discussing Mafsida Zrizus. What causes a person to lose the Zrizus and Harchok Mehem, to stay away from them? Hine Mafsida Zrizus Heim Heim Magdile Ha'atzla. What prevents a person from Zrizus? Laziness. Not just laziness. Magdile ha'atzla. The power, the greatness of laziness. V'ha'gadol shebekulam, the greatest mafsidi hazrizus is the bakoshes ha'menucha ha'gufnius. It's not menuchas ha'gufnius, it's bakoshes. He's searching for it. He's looking for it. He's looking for that easy chair. What's it called? The lazy boy chair, right? Lazy chair. I mean, it is what it is, right? I'm saying that's the sinus hatayrach, the hatred, strong word. The sinus hatayrach, the sinna of working, of exerting myself. Ba'avas aydunim, and the love of delights, of enjoyment. The tashlum kol tanaim, with all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed, every single delight, every pampered aspect of life. Ki hinei adam kazeh, a person like this, that doesn't want to work, his mind says to be lazy, and he wants everything to be the way he likes it. Vadai shetich badalav ha'avaydu lefnei bayri goydel, kovid gadol. A person with such a mindset, it will be definitely very difficult for him to come to serve Hashem. Ki mishi yeretz lechol achilo yisof b'chol hayishuv v'hamenucha. One who wants to eat his food in tranquility, in peace, all the time. V'lishon shnosoi b'li tayrid. And he wants to go to sleep and wake up when his body wakes him up. V'yimayin aleches im loy l'itoy. And he only walks in a very slow fashion. The koyotze b'dvarim keile, and other examples like this, in a yiksha alav lahashkin lebate kinesis bebaiker, such a person is going to have difficulty getting up to go to shachris in the morning, or lekatzer besudasoi b'bnei tefilas hamincha bein arbayim, or to lessen his 17 course meal to go dav mincha, or lotzeis a dvar mitzvah, or to go do a dvar mitzvah im lo yeh ha'eis barer. He has a mitzvah to go do. Checks his calendar. Calendar says, nothing on schedule today. Nah, I can't do it, sorry. Because my calendar didn't say I had to do a mitzvah today. Obviously, it's exaggerated to drop what I'm saying. But this is the mindset. Some people, they dilute their minds in thinking, I'm here to relax. Even more so. Lemaher. Atzmo ledvar mitzvah, oy letalmud Torah, for a person to go quickly. The total opposite, lemaher, to go to dvar mitzvah to learn Torah. Miisha margal atzmo lemin hagos kehaila, one who accustoms himself, he trains himself to be lazy, to be lax, to go slowly, to do the opposite of zrizus. He's not a master over himself to do the opposite of what he really would want. Why? Because since he's accustomed himself in such a way, it's difficult for him to break his nature now. Doesn't mean he can't. He can, but it's very difficult because he's been so lazy for so many years. And now all of a sudden he wants to change. It can't just happen in 1 second. Person has to know, man has to know he's not here in this world for menucha, for resting. He's here to toil and to work hard. He should view himself as a worker who's working for his boss. In regards to serving Hashem, as it says in Erevin, Agire the Yoimin Anon, we are employees, we get paid by the day. Like those who go out to war, that when how do they eat food? Very quickly. Well, they have time to have a open tablecloth and have a whole big meal. They are war, shnosim arai. They sleep very infrequently. And they are standing ready, lace krov, to go to war. It says in the pasuk, ki adam lo amal yulad. Man was created to work. Adam ki amal lo amal yulad. And what kind of work is a man created for? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Tes, lo amal taira. Lo amal taira. Amilas b'taira. As it says in the pasuk, lo yomish sefer taira zemi picha v'hegisa ba yomim v'layla. Day and night, of course, the person has to make a parnasa. But when someone's asked, so what do you do? Who are you? A person's not that profession. That's not how he should be known by. He's a ben Torah. He learns Torah. What are you holding? What do you hold to? Well, I'm holding in the Maseches Makis now. I'm holding by Psachim now. Imagine a person has a conversation. That's how we respond to people. I'm holding by Bar Mitzvah in the third parak. That's what I'm holding. We'll just finish the paragraph here. The person accustoms himself in such a way, such a path. It's not difficult. He wants to. He wants to do mitzvahs. He doesn't lack anything in the preparation to prepare himself to do mitzvahs. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melech toichal, umayim b'mesura tishte, v'al ha'aretz tishon. Pas b'melech toichal. You only have, the Medrash Shmuel, the Perush, one of the many hundreds and hundreds of Perushim, explained this Mishnah. Doesn't mean you only have to, you have pas b'melech only for breakfast? No. Doesn't mean you only have to have pas b'melech for breakfast. It means if you only have a pas b'melech, you only have a bread and salt. It means if you only have mayim b'mesura, what's mesura? Mesura is measured water. If you only have water, a small amount is measured. If you only have a scenario, a situation, where you have to sleep on the floor, if that is the matzav, you still have to learn Torah. Shuklal harachok v'tachlis min ha-menuchos v'haydunim. Because these items, pas b'melech toichal, mayim b'mesura tishteh, v'alos tishon, is the opposite of the delights and the 16 pillows, and who knows what. So what he's telling us over here is we have to train ourselves, continue to train ourselves, to be zoriz, and not to look for menucha, but adam la'amal yulad. Man was created to work. La'amal taira. Thank you.